Joining us now is Vikas Bajaj. He covers housing and finance for the New York Times. So, Vikas, a 5% rise in existing home sales. What's behind this increase?
A lot of it appears to be sales of foreclosed homes.
And do we know who's buying these homes? Is it people who are actually living in them or speculators?
Sure. It's probably a combination of both. The sense that people have out there is that there's certainly a level of speculative buying by local investors, by local real estate investors. But, you know, there's quite a number of loans also being made to first-time buyers and others who are looking to move and so forth.
And meanwhile, there are various plans to try to get homeowners to hang on to their homes, to stay in their homes and avoid foreclosure. One coming out from the FDIC's Sheila Bair. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the plan that Ms. Bair talked about yesterday at a hearing in Washington was that if servicers, these are mortgage companies that basically handle collections and billing on behalf of investors and banks, if they agree to modify some of these troubled loans in a way that the government says you should do, then the government would agree to shoulder part of the future loss on those loans.
So who would that help, the homeowners or the banks?
It would help essentially both. I mean, the government's benefit here is to keep more people in their homes and reduce the pain in the housing market. The benefit for mortgage companies would be that you know, their future losses would be reduced, and that should help ameliorate any concerns that investors have that, you know, they're going to take a big loss on these loans. And for homeowners, the homeowners that get this relief, they get their second shot and hopefully a more sustainable loan that they can stay in.
What about the government ordering banks to rewrite some of these loans, or mandating them, I should say, or even buying back these loans?
Well, mandating is tough. I mean, we do live in a country where contracts are held firm, and the government can't essentially say, we want you to void these contracts. I mean, the government could give some relief from a legal perspective that would allow people to modify more easily. Some people have argued what you say, that you know, the best way to do this is to have the government acquire these loans, and then it can make any changes it wants with a much freer hand than sort of doing this from a bully pulpit or from sort of a threatening posture.
And Vikas, what about all the people who have already lost their homes and have nothing? Is there anything for them? Can they get any money back?
Yeah, certainly that's painful. I'm not sure that anybody's really talking about that right now. I mean, in the settlement that the states did with Countrywide, there was some there was a provision that Countrywide would help these people find, at least in that case, rental housing. It's unclear whether there will be more sort of done broadly for those people. I think the best thing that could be done is to alleviate the economic problems in the country so that the people will be able to, you know, not lose their jobs or find new jobs if they have already lost their jobs.
Vikas Bajaj, he covers housing and finance for the New York Times. Thank you.
Thank you.